Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I am so happy to have you back with me today. I am going to be quite vulnerable in this podcast because I'm sharing with you my story, how we got here, how I started doing what I do, because I feel like in the past, I've not done a very good job about explaining what it is I do, why I do it, and really who I'm doing it for. It's been rather generic, I guess I would say, because I feel like in my attempts to apply what I do to, well, I feel like I have tried to apply what I do to various industries so that people would understand it a little bit better, when the truth of the matter is it's just about being a CEO of you, being the leader of your own life. And that in and of itself is going to help you grow your business. That's going to help you climb the corporate ladder, and that's going to help you have the life you love, because you will know more what it is you need to do and be your best. Therefore, when you are out in the world, in the wild, you will know how to teach people to treat you. You will know how to relate to other people, and you will know how to set up circumstances so that no matter what the outcome is, you'll be okay with it, because you know that you have done everything you can possibly do to make this possible or make this a positive outcome for yourself. So if that sounds like something that you want to know more about, this is definitely going to be the podcast for you, because I'm sharing with you my journey, how I got here, and how I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that what I am teaching you on my podcast, on my YouTube channel, on my social media platforms, and inside my program, Project CEO, I know that what I am teaching you will work. It does work, and you can have what it is you're looking for, live the life you love, if you follow these instructions. Welcome to the CEO Mindset Podcast. Whether you're the CEO of your life, your profession, or your business, it's time to commit to consistently evolving and being open to failure if you want to achieve your goals. I'm Andrea Patrick, your host, and this podcast is the number one place to get tips and techniques for working smarter, not harder, using personal branding and authenticity. Now, hit the subscribe button. Be prepared to leave a comment or review, and let's get started with today's topic. So let's dive right in, okay? Because I think why I started my business is a really good story, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I also think that you are going to relate to it a lot. And whether you're in business for yourself, you're climbing the corporate ladder, or you're a domestic engineer, you'll understand exactly why I felt there was a gap in the system, a gap of information that I had to fill. I feel like I am the perfect person to fill this gap. Now, let me just give you this little caveat. I am at home in my home office where there is family. So I am not going to sit here and stress out about a person talking in the background or music that you might hear. It's life. It happens. There it is. It's out there. Okay. So this podcast is definitely an explanation of my why and an attempt to offer you a little bit of relief, because I think we have gotten ourselves all tied up into what we think life should be like, what we think we should be doing because we see other people doing it, that we've kind of gotten ourselves all tense and stressed out. And we don't have to be. We just don't have to be. So I think it'll be a lot easier to feel like you're the only one. I think it is easy to feel like you're the only person who has this issue, who's going through these things, but you're not. You are not alone. I'm here to tell you, I am like probably the spokesperson for this issue. And you don't have to walk these streets alone. I'm here, girl. So there are three sections to this podcast. So just bear with me for a little bit, because I'm going to share with them. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my own personal journey. And there are three phases. The first phase is the awakening phase. And then there's the adjustment phase. And then there is the aftermath phase. So let's dive in. Okay. The awakening phase. All right. This is when I had just gotten married and I was behaving like someone who really needed other people's approval to make any kind of move, right? I wanted to please my husband. I wanted to keep my friends happy. I wanted to be the perfect employee. And then fast forward 6 months into my marriage when this headache started and I couldn't get rid of it. It started off small and then it got a little bit more intense, and I thought it was a sinus headache. I had just moved to a new area. I was dealing with allergies that I'd never had before. So for quite some time, I was dealing with this headache. And long story short, it wasn't just a headache. It was a blood clot that ultimately caused me to have a stroke, and I ended up having to have a little stint in intensive care. After that, I started questioning my life and how I was really approaching it and if it was the best choice, if I should be doing it that way. And it took me some time, but finally things started to happen. Wheels started to turn. And after I had my daughters, my twins, prematurely, another challenge, and about the time I got pregnant with my youngest daughter, I started to be a tad bit more introspective. And I started questioning why I felt a certain way about certain things, why I felt those things at certain times. I started to question what was triggering me, why it was triggering me, all of these feelings. And I started to look into ways to overcome them or eliminate them altogether. I remember a conversation that I had with my mom, and I remember just really blasting her. I didn't really mean to be disrespectful, but it was just kind of one of those things where it was a straw that broke the camel's back thing. And it was like, it finally dawned on me why I was so frustrated and why I always felt less than. And I was just kind of went in on her for some things, the conversation that we were having at the time. But it was one of those cleansing moments that I just had to have. I don't know if you've experienced that for yourself, but it was this cleansing experience that I had. It was unfortunate that it had to happen, but it definitely was a milestone moment for me. And I want you to think about that word, milestone moment, because I'm sure you've either had them, or if you do some of the things that I did in this next phase, you will have them, I promise you. So the result of this conversation, this aha moment, this clarification during this conversation was a load lifting feeling. And it was that I was an adult and I could do what I wanted to do as long as I could deal with the consequences of my actions. I didn't have to be liked by anyone else. I most certainly didn't have to live up to anyone else's standards but my own. And I just cannot tell you how liberating that was. If you've never felt that, join me. Come on aboard the ship of adulthood. It was an awakening. That was the awakening. Me realizing that I did not have to live by anyone else's standards or up to anyone else's expectations. And that's why I titled that phase the awakening phase. You started a business, now what? Don't worry, I've got just what you need to start attracting the right people to you and the solution you're offering. My BU Guide is a tool I created to help you jumpstart or improve your digital marketing strategies. In it, I'm sharing 3 steps to leverage your personal brand for organic business growth. Grab your copy today. It's absolutely free. You'll find the link in the show notes. Isn't it time you put the BU in your business? Now let's head on into the adjustment phase and why I named that. So this is going to be a little bit longer of a story, so bear with me. This happened when my husband had been laid off, but you know, my husband is amazing. So truth be told, of the few times that he has been laid off, a lot of the time he was laid off on a Friday, but had a new job to go to on Monday because everybody wants him. I mean, I think to this day, he still has old bosses or old coworkers who want him to come work for them. So he's pretty darn amazing at what he does. So unfortunately though, the job was in Kentucky. And now if you've been around for a while, you know how much I truly did not enjoy my experience in that state. The premise for this program, my Project CEO program, is stemmed from this experience because I really had to walk out that newfound clarity that I mentioned in the awakening stage. I really did have to build out a process around that. That's why it was an adjustment, because I had to do that in a space that I just did not like being in. Now, I knew what it was to live in comfort and go to an unknown place because I'd married my husband and moved 800 miles away from home years earlier. But that was a start to a new and exciting married life. This move to Kentucky, this was an unwanted thing, to say the least. And some of the people were nice, but overall, my experience in Kentucky just wasn't the best. Now, I did find some friends that are still lifelong friends today. But I did also find myself depressed with a peanut butter Twix addiction. If anyone's ever had one, sis, stay away. Walk away from the peanut butter Twix. If you love peanut butter and chocolate combination, girl, do not add that cookie because it will get you. Now, I had that peanut butter Twix addiction and I had a strong desire to be somewhere else other than Kentucky. But here's the thing, I was alone most of the time because remember, I moved to Kentucky with a set of 4-year-old twins and a newborn. So I had these three kids in a house alone in an area I didn't want to be. And my husband was at work all day. So imagine peanut butter Twix addiction. Oh my God, my weight did take a toll. I failed to mention though, let me just say this, that my spiritual walk was very immature as well. I would ask my husband sometimes, what God say about that? What did he say? Because my husband was very prayerful and he would wait on direction and I would always ask him, well, what did God say about that? We laugh about that now. I hadn't really developed in my own personal relationship, but at least to the point that I hadn't developed at least to the point where I knew how he spoke to me. Until, okay. Remember, I'm in Kentucky in a place that I don't want to be. I'm extremely unhappy and I'm talking to people. So I happened to be talking to someone one day. I can't remember who it was. And I was like, I just do not like this place. I don't like anything about it. I don't want to be here. And they said to me, well, you know, sometimes God just tells us we need to be still. He just tells us to get quiet and just be still. And I was like, yeah, okay. That's not what I want to hear. That's not helping me at this moment. Well, then I talked to a girlfriend that I actually met in Kentucky who is, has a very strong faith. And she's very, very like, she's a person, she's a good prayer warrior. If you need prayer, she will get it done. So anyway, I spoke with her and I was like, I'm just unhappy. And it's just frustrating. I don't want to be here. I don't like it. I love you, but I don't like it. Da, 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 da. And she looked at me and she was like, well, you know, you just have to be still. Sometimes God just wants us to kind of sit in what it is he's put us in and just kind of learn a lesson, just sort of be still. And I was like, oh my God. Okay. All right. Whatever. That's not what I wanted to hear. And so a little bit of time goes by and I remember I was in the car with my girls. I don't know where we were going, but we were on something circle in Lexington, Kentucky. I can't remember the name of the street. But I was driving and I said, I'm going to call my pastor from Texas now because I just need to talk to somebody that I'm familiar with, someone who has some spiritual guidance that can help me out that I trust. So I called Pastor Leslie Smith. Love this man. So I called him and I said, hey, Pastor, I said, listen, I'm in this place. I don't like it. I just don't like the grass. I don't like the trees. I don't like the streets. I don't like the cars. I don't like the people. I don't like anything. And he says, well, you know, Andrea, sometimes God just calls us to be still. He just wants us to be quiet and just listen to see what he has for us. And I remember hanging up the phone and I was like, oh my goodness, I get it. I get it, God. I get it. You want me to just be still. I get it. So I'm just going to be still. And wouldn't you know it, the moment I did what I was told to do, will started to change. Things started to happen. I could not believe it. So this was the moment that I knew how God spoke to me and how to follow his guidance. And it was shortly after that, that Joseph got a call from one of those people that I told you were always calling him and wanting him back. And they had him interview for a job back in Dallas. And there was a lot that happened in there, but also I learned, you know, how to just wait and be still and let the process happen. Because the prayer was answered, I was able to move back to Texas. So what that taught me was not only did I learn how God speaks to me, but I also learned how to sit back and just wait. Because sometimes the circumstances that you find yourself in, if you have the foundation, the right set of circumstances will come along where it is time for you to take action. But then there will also be times for you not to take action and just sit and wait and watch. And the opportunity for whatever it is you're looking to do will come. And it'll be the right time at that time. So it took this Kentucky journey in the wilderness is what I call it, for me to adjust to being led by God and trusting in his word to order my steps. And now that isn't to say that from this moment life was hunky-dory, because it wasn't. It was considerably easier, not necessarily because the situations didn't happen and circumstances weren't negative, but it was easier to get through those hard moments that came because now I had the understanding of how God was speaking to me. And I understood that sometimes what you see is not the end result. It is just the process that you have to go through. So that was me adjusting and really trying to understand. I also realized in this time that, entrepreneurship was a good thing for me because it was during this time that I actually started my very first business. No, this was my second because I was doing hair, but that wasn't the same because I was familiar in the area, but I had to really take up root, move to Kentucky and figure something out in Kentucky. And that was when I started selling Premier Designs jewelry, and that put me on a path that my passion wanted me to go on, that my purpose was waiting for me in. And in teaching women how to look and feel their best and find their confidence gave me a lot of joy. So it was an adjustment period. It was also when I was adjusting to real entrepreneurship, where I was responsible for, managing other people. I was responsible for setting up my schedule and doing things. And so this was definitely an adjustment period, but one where my mindset was now different. But I was approaching things a little bit differently. So I hope you're starting to see where the idea of mindset and attitude adjustments, where this is starting to take root, because I had to change the way I was thinking about things. I was not in a familiar place, and I had to adjust to this familiar place because remember, I'm supposed to be still and just wait and wait. And that's what I had to do. I had to be still. So my mindset had to adjust to that. And that's how I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that mindset is so important. Now I realize that I don't hold a monopoly on struggle, right? Or finding myself. So I hope this story is helping you to see how important it is to constantly challenge yourself to evolve and be open to the things that feel like failures at first. They feel like failures, but those failures could turn into exactly what you needed. To and recognize the wins in the end when it ultimately comes together. Maybe that's what you needed. So you have to open your mind up to the possibilities that happen in life. And this means your mindset may need to be adjusted. And that's why I created the CEO Circle, because it's a safe place to talk about, to learn about, and be inspired by mindsets that could make or break your ability to live the life you've always dreamed of, to have the things you've always wanted. Now, I've linked the application to join the CEO Circle down below because I really think it's important. If you feel stuck, if you feel like you're in a place you don't want to be, maybe we need to help you adjust your mindset so that you can be still and sit in where you are to figure out your next steps, to create the systems and processes that will move you forward, to accept the failure, quote unquote, failure, and move on from it with a lesson that can help you not fail in that way again. So I think that these first two phases were just so important to the success that I have seen, and I pray that I'll continue to see. Last month when we were in the CEO circle, just a little aside, January, we talked about abundance versus scarcity mindset. That was what we worked on. And these are not mindsets that are gonna, like, we talk about them 1 month and then we just drop them, because these are constant things that have to be worked on. It's like a muscle. You can't do it once and then think that you're going to have this amazing body. You have to continue to work those parts and do those exercises to make those body parts strong and get the shape that you want. And the same holds true for mindsets. You have to continue to work those mindsets so that they will stick and they will continue to propel you forward. So even though we talked about it last month, we will continue to talk about it and work on it. But inside the circle, there are worksheets, and I create a bundle every month so that it's something that you can kind of chew on and understand. We even have affirmations that you can do for yourself, journal entries if you are a journaler that you can add to your journal practice that will help you with these mindset shifts, these attitude adjustments that can happen, that need to happen. So that said, let's move on to the final phase, which is the aftermath. And this is kind of where I am today. It's the result of my life up until this point. All of those things that I mentioned in the first few phases, this is what all of these things boil down to. I want to make people and the things that they have or the companies or whatever that they've built, I want them to look and feel their best so that they can attract the people or things they need to achieve their goals. That's kind of what my overall understanding of my purpose is. And yes, it has shown up in various different businesses. I've even had people say to me, "Well, you'll never be successful because you can't figure out what it is you want to do." And in my mind, I've been doing the same thing. I've been helping people and things look and feel their best so that they can attract the people and things that they need to achieve their goals. I've been doing that for almost 20 years, whether it was cosmetology, whether it was strategic marketing, whether it was fashion, fashion styling, wardrobe styling, whether it is doing marketing services, social media management, podcast production, whatever it is, I'm helping people really look and feel their best and helping businesses grow and attract the right people so they can convert. That is my goal. So though this has been my passion since I started my entrepreneurial journey, I have struggled really to pinpoint the exact way to explain this because it is really about you. And I've been trying to make it pretty, put lipstick on a pig, if you will, with my messaging, because I've been trying to get people to like really acknowledge the fact that this can help them with their brand narratives for their marketing, to help them create better strategies for their content. And so I've been talking about it in a lot of different ways, whether it's creating systems and processes that work, more executive coaching. But the truth of the matter is, the bottom line that I really want you to get from my story is that I really do believe that we are leaders. All of us are leaders because we have to lead ourselves. We are the ones that we are constantly evolving and being open to failing fast for, because we want to achieve a certain level, a certain success, whatever that is for you. It could be different. I don't know. For me, I want to be making money while I'm sitting on the beach, reading a book, sipping a cocktail. That's just me. But for you, it could be different. But the way to get there is to be the leader of your life, to be the CEO of your activity. So that's why I'm talking to you about constantly evolving and being open to failing forward. When I accepted that I was an adult and could do what I wanted to as long as I could handle the consequences of my actions, I really did start to reframe how I engaged with the world. I designed a lens through which I could see what I needed to do and be my best in every situation. And this lens made it easier to accept the outcomes of life and to better manage expectations around those specific outcomes. Because of what I learned and how I've applied it, I can now help you sidestep a lot of the frustrations, fears, and distractions that prevent you from achieving your goals. It's hard to limit it to just one industry, but we can look at it on a goal by goal basis and how you can leverage who you are to do and be your best to achieve that goal. So I really believe that it wasn't until later on that I learned in this aftermath that I learned there is no such thing as work-life balance. And to try and achieve that is going to stretch you really thin. It's going to cause you a lot of pain and heartache because you're going to try to do too much. You're going to try to be too much to other people and not enough to yourself. So prior to understanding this, I always felt less than. I know that feeling. So that's how I know. I felt like I was always falling short at work, at home, with my friends, and most importantly, falling short at achieving what I deemed the idea of success was. Because I didn't work and I didn't identify what I needed to do to be the best version of myself, I wasn't prepared, but now I am more prepared to teach people how to treat me, right? So now I can teach them how to treat me because I know how to treat myself. So the aftermath of it all is leveraging who you are to get what you want. It's leveraging who you are to get what you want, be where you want, and have what you want means you got to become the architect of your own life. You've got to become the CEO of your own life. You've got to become the leader of your own life. You got to learn how to lead yourself where you want to go based on who you know you are. And the trick is identifying who that is and applying it to everything you do. So can you see now how valuable leading with intention can be to what you're doing, to where you want to go, and the moves you take to get there? So many people tell you to be authentic, but they don't explain how to do it exactly. It sounds easy enough, but truth be told, human nature is to mimic others or to imitate what we see other people doing. Through biological programming, we imitate other people's emotional displays, physical expression, and their body gestures. According to psychology today, our brain practices doing actions we merely observe in others as if we were doing them ourselves. So in my opinion, we can only do this for so long before we start to feel burnout, overwhelm, and anxiety, because it's just not authentic. It's not sustainable. It's just hard to keep up. So I really did want this podcast today to really help you, help anyone who is listening to understand that they're enough, that they are the CEO of their life, and that they have the ability to do whatever it is they want as long as they can deal with the consequences of their actions. But those actions are really tethered to their mindset. So your mindset is what needs to adjust. Therefore, your actions will adjust, because then you'll be thinking differently and you will want different things. You will want to be around different people. You will want to inform yourself more. You will want to be the best version of yourself. And that means learning what you don't know, finding out what you don't know so you can learn it. It's a lot. So I'm so hopeful that it explains. I'm also hopeful that it explains why I am so passionate about helping women effectively leverage who they are to achieve their goals, to maximize their time, and to experience the success of freedom and freedom that they're working so hard for. So that said, please consider joining me inside the CEO Circle if you're ready to live your value, love yourself enough to be yourself, and so that you can lead your life, be the CEO of your life with intention and purpose. We're working on new mindsets every single month inside the CEO Circle. So I will make sure, I'm going to remind you again, but I'm going to make sure that there is a link in the description in the show notes for you, so you can go ahead and join us and start working on some of those mindsets yourself. Thank you again for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you being here. Please leave a comment and give this podcast a review. It really does help to push us forward on those major podcast platforms if people see that you're giving it some kudos. And I would love to hear from you. Tell me about your story. How can mindset help you, or how did changing your mindset help you change who you are and how you want to be and how you want to walk out your life? All right. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you, you'll hear me again next week. Bye-bye. Run your business like the boss you are. No more second-guessing yourself. Be confident in the decisions you make for your brand. Stop struggling. Run your business efficiently. Stop being afraid of making the wrong moves. Stop spinning your wheels and feeling frustrated. And let's go ahead and prevent that breakout of hives when you think of hiring a team. It's time to confront new opportunities, delegate those tasks, and package your genius to drive profitability. That's leadership. If you're ready to be that type of a leader, the one who embodies this, unleash your inner CEO. Project CEO cultivates powerful leaders, helps them increase their revenue, stop wasting money, and creates a seamless infrastructure for their business. Let's see if the project is right for you. Book a sneak peek today. Visit www.bit.ly/demo-call, where demo-call is all caps, to see if you're ready for Project CEO.